from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Efforting Jeff Hathorn. Paul, with everything that's happened, if I just suggested to you that the bullpen did its job, like played pitch to its pedigree, we might be talking about something very special here. Yeah. But they didn't. I remember the game, for example, where the Pirates were down to Arizona 5-0. They fight because of Ortiz. They fight all the way back. McCutchen dives into home upon replay. He's signaled safe. He gets on the top step of the dugout. He's waving his towel. But they can't hold the lead. Another game, they go into Houston with a chance to sweep. Game 3, a chance to sweep. It's Woodford against Valdez. And that day, he was the Exxon Valdez. They went up 4-0 on him early in the game. And then they blow the lead. And many other games, the bullpen to me is the most disappointing aspect of the team, and there's something about that that makes it especially infuriating as you're watching the games.
It's not just the bullpen, though.
I know, but they're to me the biggest problem.
No, it's not just the bullpen. It's the guys in the bullpen that you counted on.
Yes,
it's not like they've been running Dennis Santana out there every night.
Well, they have run old Heller out there a few times, but yeah.
But what I mean is, who are the guys that are culprits in the last week?
Holderman, Bednar.
Bednar has not been great,
right?
And you know what? Even though he's been really unbelievably good, Chapman gave up the home run to Josh Bell. I mean, you know.
And Chapman had a rough stretch this year for a while. Like I said to Shelty the other day, back in 13, man, it was like a metronome. Watson, Melanson, Grilly, they were all good pretty much all year. Let's go to Jeff Hathorn. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And I might also add, it's 1:13, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Jeff, this has been an absolutely maddening, infuriating, depressing stretch of Pirate baseball. It feels to me like they're going, gone here. How about you?
Yeah, you know, that clubhouse after the game yesterday had that feeling of just like, I mean, they've taken gut punches this year and bounced back. But you just got that sense of like, oh, that doesn't mean they're giving up, but you just felt it. I mean, that's a heart ripper because, I mean, they love Holderman. That's 3 outings, 3 losses in August for him. You know, and that's after, you know, you got excited about having the lead, McCutchen homering, driving in 3, that great Chapman on Machado matchup that was just epic. It was so much fun. And then you give up a home run in the 9th, and then in the 10th, you give up 3.
Well, and I don't think anyone should be surprised that Colin Holderman is developed a wrist injury and is then down for 15 days on the DL or IL or whatever the hell we call it these days. But I was just talking with Joe. I think the worst part about it is Bednar and Holderman are two of the guys that you count on the most, and they're two of the guys that have really sort of let you down the most in the last week.
Yeah, and Paul Holderman started, he had a 0.68 ERA in mid-June. He was the guy that was holding the bullpen together when Chapman was struggling, when Bednar was struggling. It was Holderman they were counting on, and he was getting the job done. And I remember in early June, the discussion was, okay, who's the Pirates All-Star rep going to be? And Holderman's name was dropped, and it's just been bad. He's been getting hit hard, and obviously at a bad time when Chapman is really rounded into form. And you would think that bullpen could be lights out if they could get just a little bit more. But, you know, guys, listen, when you're playing these better teams and the Pirates are in that stretch of playing better teams, any little mistake is going to cost you. And they've made so many little mistakes here over the last week. And when you're playing really good teams, they're going to bury you for it.
You think, Shelty, if they wind up out of the playoffs and with a losing record, and both of those things are facts today, they have a losing record and they're out of the playoffs, does Shelty get fired? And would you?
He's at least on a hot seat. I mean, how does it happen? You know, is it a bunch of bad decisions or do a bunch of injuries happen? Do they shut down Skeens? Does Jones, you know, not come back for some reason? Like, there are, you know, situations that you have to factor in. But if they tank and he's making bad decisions, I think you got to think about it in the offseason. At least he's on a hot seat if you're seeing that he continues to make, you know, poor choices, if that's your opinion.
And is Charrington tied to that, or does he survive? I mean, I think they're both going to be here. Don't get me wrong. But I would
I
would strongly consider moving on from both if there's a complete meltdown here over the final 2 months.
Yeah, I don't think they're necessarily tied together. I don't. I think those are separate issues if it would ever get down to that point.
Well, yeah, I mean, anyway. I'm watching like the Padres right now, so I'm looking at their lineup, Jeff. I mean, what do the Pirates have to do to get in the back half of their lineup, get guys that can actually hit the ball like the Padres' second half of their lineup?
Yeah, I mean, Taylor's shown a little bit in July, but you're getting not much there. Bay has just been a huge disappointment. Kind of thought last year with that speed that he was going to be a guy who could make an impact in a lineup, and he's been bad. Like, yeah, I mean, bottom line is the Padres, Braves, Mets, they got better talent top to bottom. I mean, yeah, there are managerial issues. Yeah, there are bullpen problems, but the rosters are better on these teams that are in front of you. And that might be the biggest challenge of any of the things that we discuss and get frustrated with. It's just that these other teams, Padres included, are better. They're deeper. They've got stars, superstars, and, you know, the Pirates have a young star in Skeens and an all-star in Reynolds. But, I mean, look at what San Diego's putting out there on a nightly basis or some of the other teams that are in front of them. And you make those little mistakes. That's why, you know, we discuss it so much.
Jeff, you're out at Steeler camp. Let's move on to the Steelers, shall we? The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And 93.7, the fan is your station for complete training camp coverage presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Jeff Hathorn, the man on the scene. What do you make of the Aiyuk thing? We opened today with Andrew Filippone standing strong by his report that it's basically a done deal that everybody seems to disagree with. And I think Paul and I both arrived at the conclusion that, yes, Andrew better be right when you're putting it out there like that. But also, we don't necessarily want to hear the mockery from other local reporters, none of whom has broken a quarterback story in about 3 years.
Yeah. Listen, what I can tell you that I've known all along is that those conversations have continued. And there was no stoppage. There was no break off in talks between the Niners and Steelers. And, you know, Andrew, I trust Andrew's source until there's a reason not to. A done deal could be agreed upon. And it just could be days where the Niners are looking for a Hail Mary for somebody else to jump in and offer something huge. We'll see how these days, you know, play out. But one thing we know about the Steelers, and I think it is something that has filtered down to Omar Khan, they're patient. They're willing to say no. They're not going to get rushed in. They're not going to get emotionally charged into making a decision. They did it with Justin Fields. It worked out. They did it with Wilson. It worked with Russell Wilson. It worked out. They're not going to make some kind of rash judgment. They're going to stay involved. They're going to stay calm. And we'll see if it works out for them like it has previously, or somebody might jump in last minute. But another thing that Omar, from what you hear from other executives or other people in other organizations, he does a nice job of never shutting a door, never getting upset, and keeping that line of communication open, so you feel like even if another team would jump in, they'd at least get an opportunity to try to match.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I asked this of Joe. Forget about all of the behind the scenes and all the wrangling that's going on and whatever the compensation and all that. Forget about all that stuff. Is he as good of a player in this Arthur Smith offense as he is in this offense he plays in and out in San Francisco? Because to me, I don't necessarily know that he's going to be a 1,400 yard, 10 or 11 touchdown guy or whatever he was. I don't think he's going to be that in this offense. And will he be okay with that?
So I don't know if any receiver, with very few exceptions, would be better outside of that Shanahan offense. And the way they feature, they get the ball out to receivers. They allow playmakers to make plays. So does he help the Steelers? Absolutely. Is he a top five receiver? I don't think that. Does he make this offense better? Yes, and immediately. I mean, just the attention away from George makes it better. How much is that worth to the Steelers? That's what they have to – that's the big decision for them. It's not what they're trading. It's they want to pay that kind of money to a receiver who may have some good numbers. I don't doubt that he could be a 1,000-yard guy. I don't know if he could be, a top five, maybe even top 10 receiver in the league if he comes to Pittsburgh.
Jeff Hathorn on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Seems everybody agrees that Justin Fields is helping himself this preseason. But in how does that manifest itself? Is he improving his chances of starting the opener? Is he moving up the timeline of if Russell struggles, how soon he'll get into a game? Like, what does it mean tangibly that he's having a really good camp?
I think the latter. I don't see at all that Russell Wilson's job is at stake right now. Barring some kind of injury, Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback, period. Has he improved? Has he done some things a little better? Yes, in a practice setting, some of those unpadded. So if he has a good game on Friday, that might help his cause. And I am in the camp of, I never saw Russell Wilson with any kind of wrap. I don't doubt that he tweaked his calf, but it was a chance for the Steelers to take a look at Justin Fields, because while yes, they're still trying to figure out this year, they don't have a quarterback signed for next year. And this is a, you know, you get 10 practices of first team reps for Justin Fields to kind of see what he can do, at least in those settings. I think it's more about what he did out here was for next year than it is him challenging to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers this season.
Best case scenario for the Jeff, best case scenario for his Steelers, Jeff, would be if Russell Wilson plays this year, is reasonably good, but not overwhelmingly good, and they don't win a playoff game, and the Steelers decide that they're going to sign Justin Fields, who will have been a backup all year, which would mean they would get him at a very discount rate. Is that true? Is that probably the best way this could all play out?
I think that's an option, unless, you know, before the season starts, you decide to sign him to a bridge contract with his knowledge that, hey, I'm going in as the backup, and that way he's got a little, even if it's just for 2 years, he's got a little financial, he knows where he's going to be financially, and he doesn't have to wait in case something were to happen in a practice. Let's say he suffers some kind of catastrophic injury. I think that's a possibility before the season starts. But yeah, to your point, I think that's one of the preferred options. You know, you get Russ in there. Even if they go to the playoffs and he decides to sign somewhere else, I think they really are looking. I mean, we heard the Tomlin for years and months about how much he likes Justin Fields. Well, we'll find out after a couple more weeks really how much he does like him.
All right, Jeff. Sometimes these preseason games, as meaningless and horrendously boring as they can be, you know, reveal a diamond in the rough. This is when we started to notice Willie Parker. Pick a guy. Pick a guy that we're all going to watch tomorrow that we don't know a ton about, and we're going to say, wow, how about this guy, huh?
I think Peyton Wilson will be that guy. His athleticism, he's going to play a lot because Queen's not playing, and I don't think Landon Roberts is going to get a bunch of snaps. So he's going to get all kinds of opportunities. I mean, there are other guys, Beanie Bishop, you know, Mason McCormick, what does he do in space? Corey Trice, this is his first preseason game ever, even though it's his second season. What does Corey Trice do in the corner position? But I'll pick Peyton Wilson, because I think in these games, you have a chance to be an athletic linebacker. I mean, we've seen pass rushing linebackers have big, you know, preseason games and show off. I think Wilson could really show off tomorrow night.
Has Peyton Wilson been as good as, you know, reports out of camp have said?
I mean, it's, listen, you see him run around. A lot of it's unpadded. And they don't get a ton of 11-on-11 where they're full tackle. But he's done some things out here. How does that translate into a game? I think that's what you don't know. He's a smart guy. He asks a lot of questions. He studies. He seems to have a grasp of what's going on. But from a practice standpoint, I don't know if we can judge that, especially for a defensive player. Let's see what he does in a game or two or three before you know really how comfortable he is in that scheme and how well he does bringing down NFL players.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man, and we appreciate your coverage from La Trobe, and we look forward to the game tomorrow night. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, enjoy your day, Jeff.
All right, we have a little bit of France, and who are they playing here?
Germany.
They're down to the wire.
And I looked it up. Did you know that France were 5-point underdogs in this game?
No.
Yeah? Germany was the favorite here. I assume France. How does France with 11 NBA guys?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Canada had 11 NBA guys. France had 8.
I'm looking forward to Jokic against the Americans here coming up.
Do you think that they can make it a game?
Absolutely, man. Just put the ball in his hands if there's a guy on earth who can win a game single-handedly by not only scoring but making everybody else better, it might be him. I don't think they will, but I'd be very concerned about him. How can you not be, you know?
Yeah.
All right, coming up.
Can I ask you a question, though, seriously, because you're watching a little bit out of your corner of your eye?
Yeah.
Does the body language of the Pirates, has it changed dramatically for you?
A little bit, for sure. And Jeff just spoke to that.
It doesn't feel like, I'm watching that, you know what I mean? What's his name? Joey Bart just walks off. I don't know.
It's depressing right now. It feels like everything's slipping away.
Wembanyama
is going to the line. Here we go. We had a call from Jackass Tony earlier today. We might play a bit of that along with Tex in the City coming up as we wrap things up on the show. Paul, you have a new flow, and there's an entire nation sitting around the radio.
Waiting to hear from new flow. Men suffering from erectile dysfunction is rough. You know it. She knows it, too. New Flow Men's Health is Western PA's leader in treating ED successfully with long-term positive results. It's time to quit lying to yourself if you're serious about eliminating your ED issues. New Flow is your only serious option. No pills, no injections, no games. It's just Pittsburgh guys helping Pittsburgh guys. Call New Flow today at 412-784-9000. That's 412-784-9000. Tell them Paul sent you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.